the court's first black justice. And he served until 1991. Congratulations. If you knew we were looking for Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio. .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our own player, plus tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our nifty call to listen phone line at 631-359-8728. Here's your cue again, 8728. That's a little better that time.
One day it snowed real hard, up against the fence in my backyard. It didn't let up until the dark of night, and when my dad got home, the whole world was white. He grabbed a shovel, hiked to the road, began to dig that driveway, clear that snow. I jumped in my snowsuit, I ran out the door, I said, "Can I help?" My dad said, "Sure, grab a shovel." We're shoveling. He took his coat off. Shoveling. Just me and my dad. We're shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. I said, "Hey, daddy, 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 oh, let's build a snowman in the snow." He said, "No. We're shoveling. Now get to work." Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. I said, "Hey, daddy, 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 oh, let's build an igloo in the snow." He said, "No. We're shoveling. Are you helping me or what?" Shoveling, shoveling. And turned to me real slow. He said, "Isn't it about your bedtime?" I said, "No, no, 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 no. I'm shoveling, Dad. I'm helping. I am. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long." When we finished, it sure looked good. We had the cleanest driveway in the neighborhood. I came inside, I went straight to sleep. Woke up next morning, the snow was 4 feet deep, and we're shoveling. I heard on the radio, schools closed. Too bad. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night. Shoveling, shoveling. Shoveling all day, shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. Shovel some
Saturday Light Brigade with Tom Chapin. And the song is Shovelin' from the album Family Tree. And that's one I forgot all about. I'm glad Stu and McCandless requested it for this morning. Thank you, Stu. And good morning to Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, who also had the correct answer to our historiddle in our last hour. And our historiddle also was correctly answered. Let's see, did Ralph or Jess have that? I was just looking. Jess had it. And good morning. To David, who is checking in from Franklin, Pennsylvania. Our brigade charade is coming up. Get ready. As the pictures do not fly through the air. It's our brigade charade coming up in just moments.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
If you missed last week's honor segments featuring Prime Stage Theater, Fly Like a Girl, Youth Poet Laureate Ivy Smith, and folk band Madeline Joe and Friends, they are all available for replay at slbradio.org/catalog. You can also find thousands of past on-air segments there, all searchable if you find yourself looking for something to do later this weekend. There's a place you can look. slbradio.org/catalog. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our brigade charade. The puzzle where we play charades in our own unique way. We have to use language. We can't do it quietly because radio, it's all we got is audio. That's it. We have two tools. Gosh, I can't remember. It might have been Ira Glass who said you have two tools in radio. Silence and not silence. Something like that. Those are the only tools you have to use. I think it was him, and he might have been quoting somebody else. But in any event, that's what we got. The clue for the word we are looking for is lucid. Not that the clue is lucid. The clue is, quote, lucid, unquote. The word we're looking for is, quote, lucid, end quote, lucid. It's a three-syllable word, meaning lucid. Syllable one, impetuous. Syllable two, snub. Syllable three, each and every. Each and every. Again, the clue is lucid. Three syllables in our answer. They are impetuous, snub, and finally, each and Every. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's hoping we hear from you.
It was in the month of January, the fields were white with snow.
For they'll kiss you, anchor.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's a song by the group Alton called The Month of January. And we are in the midst of our brigade charade. Are you stumped? Susie in Alexandria is. We do have some correct answers coming in. Here's the clue again. We're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue overall is lucid. Lucid. Syllable one, impetuous. Syllable two, snub. Syllable three, each and every. Each and every. Could be good names for a pair of twins or a pair of cats. Here, each, here, every. Why not? Each and every is the third syllable. If you put them all together, you will get a three-syllable word meaning lucid. And if you're able to do that, why not share the answer with us? You can call right now, 412-200-5975. You can text us there too, 412-200-5975. Already having done so are a number of brigadiers. Including Richard on the north side, Tom in McCandless, Tommy in North Chesterfield, all getting it so far. Mike and Mars just got it too. I gave you a hint, but then you might have my number. Larry in Elwood City just got it. Beautifully done. If you think you have the answer to our brigade charade, this is the time to share it. A surprisingly smaller, lower number of answers than usual. 412-200-5975. Again, we're looking for a three-syllable word meaning lucid, and the syllables in order are impetuous, snub, and each and every. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Joel Mavis is next here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Deep down in Dixie, where magnolias bloom, old man winter don't get much room. In Southern California, every other year or so, they get a little white stuff. They got the nerve to call it snow. Well, I live up in Michigan, so I ought to know. Believe me when I tell you, friends, there's five kinds of snow. Yeah, there's five kinds of snow. I'm here to tell you five kinds of snow. Don't let them sell you, folks in the Northland or folks in the know. Believe me when I tell you there's five kinds of snow. There's five kinds. Well, snow number one is a lot of fun. Flakes as big as nickels shining in the sun. Of people throwing snowballs and sledding down the street. Singing White Christmas is sure as sweet. But there's only one kind of snow. There's five kinds. Snow number two is a nasty little number. Them icy little pellets can really be a bummer. Sting you, slap you, knock you off your feet. You chip it off your windshield, you'll swear it's concrete. But that's only two kinds of snow. There's five kinds of snow. Now the third kind of snow is a serious blow. It'll shut down your town, it'll lock your door, or turn off your power, shut off your phone. 9 months later, little Junior is born, and that's three kinds of snow. Yeah, there's five kinds. Snow number four is nothing but a bore. You wake up in the morning and there's 4 inches more. You should be in dreamland getting your rest, but you shovel in the driveway clutching your chest. And that's four kinds of snow. Yeah, there's one more kind of snow. The last kind of snow is them crusty little piles. Those crusty little piles for miles and miles. They're black and ugly, look like rocks from the moon. Look under your bushes, you're gonna find them next June. And that's five kinds of snow. That's all there is now, five kinds of snow. So bundle up the baby when the cold winds blow. Wake me when it's over, there's five kinds of snow. All Big Finish here, yeah.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Joel Mabus.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears. A lot to you. I'm talking about all your secret friends over the airwaves. You're on the radio too.
And Tim in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim. It's good to hear from you. Tim just got the correct answer. And about to join us on the radio. It's not an anonymous guest, it's Susie.
I hope you know long
from Alexandria. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you expecting snow in the DC area? I did not look at the big map.
Yes, we're not supposed to drive after noon. Or things are the winter emergency starts at noon.
At noon today, so, wow.
We're expecting, I mean, like some places are going to get ice and some places you're going to get snow. I've heard about 7 inches.
Wow. I've seen all sorts of forecasts. I'm looking at the National Weather Service right now, and as of right now, in the Pittsburgh area, the maximum is about a foot by Monday, and not starting until late tonight or even early tomorrow morning. The cold got me by surprise.
Oh, It's very cold here.
It was a measly 1 degree this morning when we left the house.
I think it's 18 with a wind chill of zero.
Yeah, it...
When I checked.
Yeah, it's...
But that was like an hour ago.
It's still... I'm looking right now, and yes, one degree, which is, you know, that's a bit much or a bit not enough.
Right, exactly.
Well, you knew...
That's enough to kill your iPhone outside.
Yes, you knew the word we're looking for. And,
well, you know, it took me a while because I was like, I couldn't come up with a one syllable for rat for impetuous.
Mm-hmm.
And once I did, then the whole thing came together.
Yeah, doing
so. So it's rational.
Yeah, rational. If you're impetuous or if an act is impetuous, they say it is rash. A snub would be to shun somebody, and each and every is all, so you get rash, shun, all, or rational, which is
a word. I'm glad you told me about
meaningless.
The middle one, because I did not have that middle one.
Yes, to snub. Like they did in the Scarlet Letter, they started to snub or to shun. Was it Hester that was being shunned, I think?
Hester, yeah.
Hester Prynne in the Scarlet Letter. And each and every would be all. And I tried to give a veiled clue with rational numbers, saying you would have my number, but it probably wasn't. It was probably too veiled of a clue. What I call, like, when you make an inside joke, but you're the only one who understands the
right,
joke.
Sure.
Well, I hope you're able to stay warm today and this weekend, and that it... you know, goes as well as can be expected.
Yes, I'm planning to stay inside. I went outside yesterday, and
I think that's probably a good bet. I plan to make sure I stop by an ATM so that when the teens come by and ask if they can shovel our steps and walk, I don't have to ask them if they can accept the credit card.
Right. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to make cookies and bribe someone in the building to do my car.
There you go. That's perfect.
I think someone in my building will do it for me.
For cookies? Why not? Susie, thank you. Thanks for checking in. And congratulations if you knew Rash Shun. Oh, another chance coming up to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Let's sneak this one in.
Go, man, go, gotta get on through the snow. Mush, man, mush, gotta get on through the slush. Go, man, go means mush in Eskimo. So mush, man, mush, man, mush, man. Snowshoe Thompson used to carry the mail through wind and thunder, snow and hail. He had no dogs and he had no sled, but one thought drove him straight ahead. Go, man, go, gotta get on through the snow. Mush, man, mush, gotta get on through the slush. Go, man, go means mush in Eskimo. So mush, man, mush, man, mush, man, go. When the roads was blocked and the lines was down and the birds were walking on the ground and the snow was drifted treetop tall and no one getting through it all. Go, man, go, gotta get on through the snow. Mush, man, mush, gotta get on through the slush. Go, man, go means mush in Eskimo. So mush, man, mush, man, mush, man, go. Mothers in the post office crowd said, look up yonder, and they yelled out loud, why, here comes someone down the trail. It's Snowshoe Thompson with the U.S. mail. Go, man, go, gotta get on through the snow. Mush, man, mush, gotta get on through the slush. Go, man, go, means mush in Eskimo. So mush, man, mush, man.
days are grim, the drifts is high and your hopes is slim, and you don't see how you're gonna get through. Snowshoe made it and so can you. Go, man, go, gotta get on through the snow. Mush, man, mush, gotta get on through the slush. Go, go, means mush in Eskimo. So mush, man, mush, man, mush, man, go!
That's Tennessee, Ernie Ford. And along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
If you wanna do right by your appetite, if you're fussy about your food, take a choo-choo today, head New England way, and we'll put you in the happiest mood with Shoe Fly Pie. An apple pan and Dowdy makes your eyes light up and your tummy say howdy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy makes the sun come out when the heavens are cloudy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, makes your eyes light up and your tummy say, howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, no! Somebody, oh mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan, and Dowdy makes your eyes light up and your tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Johnny Bregger at the Saturday Light Brigade in Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy. And that, either of those would be pretty nice at this point. We are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in a moment with our high clue. Ricky is auditing the high clue right now, checking out its rational numbers. Wow. Good morning to Pudge, who is in Lamartine, who says the current temperature in Lamartine, Pennsylvania, is 12 below. 12 degrees below zero. That's incredible.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mic nights, and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
And Ricky, did I pass on it? Everything is good, good. The haiku has been added here at SLB. Quality is more than a word. It's an adjective. Here is our haiku. See if you're able to solve it. You'll find frames, bed posts, pockets, runways, and turkeys at this public place. You'll find frames, bedposts, pockets, runways, and turkeys at this public place. Do you think you know to what the haiku is referring? Do you?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's haiku. Betty Bryant at the Saturday Light Brigade. Betty Bryant and Ain't Nobody's Business. There's that sound again. It must mean that we're about to solve.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret.
Yes, it is.
Secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their.
We're about to solve
ears.
Today's high clue. Tom, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Okay, I hear all this noise in the background. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yes, it's frightening. Well, hopefully it's not frightening. It's just me being a little silly. here, we'll make it a little more normal here. But you knew the answer to this, and you got it pretty quickly.
Well, the only reason I got it was when you said frame. I thought of bowling and bowling alley. But the rest of the terms I wasn't really familiar with, as it had to do with bowling.
Interesting. I could translate them, but maybe we'll see if anybody else knows. I said you'll find frames, bedposts, pockets, runways, and turkeys at this public place. You got it just on frames alone. That's impressive.
Right.
That's very impressive.
After I thought about it more, as I was waiting, I thought, well, it might have been cricket, because I was trying to think of some things that I didn't know anything about, and I thought, well, cricket, they could have all kinds of crazy terms that I've never heard of.
Now, this is, you'll know this one. Now, Mike had a guess of, was it Mike? Guessed Randyland, which the great Randyland.
Right.
On Pittsburgh's
right.
north side. It could be that Randy has all of these things
right.
there, but not Randyland.
Well, are turkeys a good thing in bowling?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I'd need a bowler. I think they're a good thing. If you're an average bowler, I would say they're good. If you are a really good bowler, would prefer to have four turkeys in a row.
Okay, because I was thinking, if it's a good thing in bowling, that's the only time somebody call you a turkey, it would be a compliment, not an insult.
Yeah, a turkey is a good thing. There's also something called a turkey sandwich in bowling. I kid you not. But turkey's generally a good thing, I would think. I'd be happy to encounter a turkey in bowling. It's been a long time since I've bowled. I used to love bowling. I grew up within walking distance of a bowling alley, and I would go there even if I was just by myself, and I had a ball.
I never got into bowling. My older sister got into bowling and traveled all over the place, like wherever they have those leagues and everything, and did a lot of bowling. But I just never, I think it was because it was inside and I preferred to be outside.
Mm. It was always something to do for me, and I still really like to bowl. I don't get to go as often as I'd like to, but it's a lot of fun. And my not-so-secret vice is ski ball instead of bowling. The boardwalks on the amusement
right.
park or arcades, playing ski ball requires a similar kind of follow-through and, can be fun.
Right. I know there's down in Baltimore, it seems like, and maybe Washington, there's a type of bowling where you use a really small ball, and it seems to be really popular down there. Like, that's where it's centered. But I can't remember the name of it.
Well, there are two other kinds, neither that I know of, neither of which I've done, and maybe somebody can tell us a bit about them. There's candle pin or candlestick, and then there's also duck pin. And
maybe it's duck pin that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think each, it's a regional variation of bowling or kegling, as some people call bowling from the German. But I've not done either of those, but there are people. I know in New England, I think the candle pins were a big deal.
Right. But, I remember I read this book. This guy, I can't remember who he was. He decided he wanted to bowl in every state in the United States.
That's
so. I think he came to Pittsburgh. It's been a while since I read the book. But I think he came to Pittsburgh to bowl, and I thought, okay, he's going to be bowling at Arsenal Bowling Alley down in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, that
but
would
he,
be
I
the
think
place.
He bowled someplace in the north, in the South Hills.
That's funny. You know, some people want to find a cure for a disease. Some people want to bowl in every state. But why not? You know, that's why
right.
not? That's a great thing to strive for. For.
Yeah. All right.
Well done. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that I don't know if you saw last week's Sunday paper where they had the purse article about the company that fixes jukeboxes and.
I did see that.
And I remember they said they had lots of equipment at the bowling alley. So I don't know if they fix bowling alleys or not for the pins or whatever they are that
somewhere.
Bowling ball.
Somewhere there is a great YouTube video, and I think it might be by AMF or Brunswick, the company that makes modern bowling alley equipment. And it shows in beautiful animated detail how all the various parts work for setting the pins, resetting the pins, managing the bowling ball, and it is the most Rube Goldberg-like machinery you can imagine as you look through this. It's just unbelievable, and it's hard not to watch it all the way through just to see how it goes. It's just amazing.
I think when I was in high school in the town I lived in, there was one bowling alley where they still had pin boys, people that would put the bowling or the pins back into where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, everything was automated, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think there still are probably some places where that gets done by hand. I'll bet there are, but, what did people... I was reading an article when working through the High Clue, and somebody was talking about the bruises you would get on your hands, you know, if you accidentally... were there when a ball came down,
right?
And were there Bruce Mountjoy, who you've heard on the air, has frequently told us a few stories about working as a pin setter growing up. That would be a tough job.
That's where you get your start.
Yeah, yes, you're beginning. Well, thanks, Tom. Take care.
Bye.
And congratulations to you. Do you know what those terms are? And the High Clue, let me repeat the High Clue, and if you want to share the terms with us, you can give Ricky a call at 412-200-5975, and we'll get you on the radio to share them. You'll find frames, bedposts, pockets, runways, and turkeys at this public place, and bowling alley is the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield had the correct answer, as did John in Economy Borough. Larry in Elwood City thought it might have been a pool hall. Some bowling alleys have pool tables, but few pool halls have bowling alleys. How's that for a syllogism? Good guess. Jim in Blackridge also knew we were looking for a bowling alley. As did Jesse and Amy, who are in Point Breeze. Our puzzles are also on Facebook at SLB Radio. And Amy has the correct answer. Thank you for playing along, Amy. Is a turkey a good thing or not a good thing? Well, a turkey is the term for three strikes in a row. So I mentioned if you're a mediocre bowler, three consecutive strikes is a good thing. But if you're somebody who typically rolls 225 or more, you might want to get more than three strikes in a row. If you do that three straight times, you have a perfect game. A turkey sandwich is if you have a spare followed by three strikes and then another spare. Bedposts, that's the 7-1 split is a bedpost. I always thought that was the 7-10 split. Actually, it is. The 7-10 split is the bedposts. And I made one of those exactly once in my life. Some people call that goalposts too, or the anti-goalposts. Now we had some other terms in there. Let me be sure I don't leave any of those terms in the alley. I think one of them we had in there was runway. That's the approach where the bowler stands to deliver the ball. And did we get all of them? Were there any more in there that I missed? I have frame referring to the squares where you score each 1/10 of a game or each inning of bowling. And I think I got them all. Let me look back. You'll find frames, bedposts, pockets. That's in between the either pin number one and pin number two, or pin number one and pin number three at this public place. So, a charge to you. If you knew that we were looking for a bowling alley and another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, coming up in about 10 minutes this morning.
He's his own grandpa. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was was my uncle that also made him brother to Winter's grown up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Saturday at Light Brigade, and that is David Grisman, and I'm my own grandpa, and along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday at Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport,